University of Alaska President Pat Gamble will be exiting the institution as it undergoes a major transformation, driven by declining oil revenues that are carving into state support for the school, starting with what Gamble describes as a hard landing this year.
Trying to cover $28 million in 15 and then turn right around in 16 and cover at least that much again, and then do it again in 17 and do it again in 18. Where do you find those millions of dollars on a year-to-year-to-year basis?
The answer, according to Gamble, involves changes to the very structure of the university.
We should be tearing down buildings. We should look at structures and locations that are of low value and are not generating, and we're paying high costs. So there's the physical side. Then there's the academic side, in which we have a large program offering for students to come in and take all these different programs at the three universities, which clearly is going to be unaffordable.
Gamble points to 10 years of what he calls uncontrolled growth at the university and identifies the challenge now as tightening up around core programs.
The things that are our niche, we're Arctic-oriented, we're resource-oriented, we're environmentally-oriented, we're research-oriented in a number of areas, collapse around this core. And we keep it vibrant and vital through the tough years so that at the end, when we come out of this thing, we have a foundation that we can again bloom off of and grow.
Gamble says the University of Alaska is better positioned than in the past to deal with the situation because campus leaders are working together, something he considers a high point of his five-year tenure as UA president.
A cooperative atmosphere where the rising tide floats all the boats instead of competition.
President Gamble emphasizes that the public will be part of the University of Alaska restructuring process, pointing to a Board of Regents session scheduled for next month to review options that will be open to the public. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.